We'll go up here and then we'll leave and go into this kind of north-facing draw that has a grove of aspen. So there's a stand of aspen, and that's where we located the tower.
John Katzenberger of the Aspen Global Change Institute leads a small group of scientists up a snowy trail above Snowmass Village. The switchbacked route is part of a 2,300-acre piece of public land known as open space. About a mile away is a soil moisture monitoring tower that's hidden among aspen trees.
The goal of the day is just a maintenance check before the closure of the trail December 1st. Maintenance check on the equipment, which includes a bunch of weather sensors and three soil sensors at different depths.
The tower is just off trail and hard to spot at first.
Yeah, it's kind of tucked away so it doesn't kind of take from the natural vista when people are hiking.
At the base of the tower, three sensors underground measure soil moisture at different depths. They're connected to wires that snake up the tower.
And it comes up. It's wrapped in this foil tape so that critters don't nibble on the plastic and eat to the wire. And the tower itself is anchored down, and it's about 10 feet tall.
The sensors plug into a data logger that sends real-time measurements to Katzenberger's desk several miles away in a warm office. The equipment also measures temperature and relative humidity. A rain gauge at the tip-top also gives clues about moisture levels. Soil moisture measurements are most important. They give a window into how much water the trees are getting. This stand was affected by a recent drought.
The trees are brown.
A certain percentage of them are dead, yeah. And so that's what we think, is it's a stand in transition. Which way it'll go will depend on the climate and a number of other factors.
Over time, the measurements will reveal whether this aspen stand can survive, or the data could show it dying off, with new kinds of vegetation replacing it. Ultimately, the information will show the effects of climate change and help land managers adjust to future changes.
It saves our resources in the future by doing the right prescriptions for what is going to be coming in the future.
Gary Tenenbaum with Pitkin County manages Sky Mountain Park, where the data collection site is located. He worked with Katzenberger and another nonprofit, the Aspen Center for Environmental Studies, to erect the tower. The county purchases open space properties to protect land from development and for public recreation. Every purchase includes a prescription for the land, like thinning vegetation if the trees are dense and old, or planting new trees in drought-affected forests. Under climate change, these prescriptions could change.
Climate change is going to change the overall look of our forests and what species are there, but how drastically and where and when. So we don't want to be planting, you know, aspens in an area that aspens can't handle. So why don't you prepare for the management of the future and start preparing for the species that are going to come in?
He's counting on data from the tower to give a glimpse of how local forests will change in the coming years. Back along the snowy trail, John Katzenberger of the Aspen Global Change Institute says he'd like to see soil moisture sensors installed throughout the valley to see how climate change is affecting forests at different elevations.
There's a few other places in the valley, like in a riparian habitat, and then further down towards Glenwood where it's drier, get a sense of what the soil moisture is doing there. And you're basically going from lower montane and scrub, you know, all the way up to subalpine and alpine in our one valley. And so it's like a great living laboratory.
So far, this tower is gathering data along with another one on Smuggler Mountain in Aspen. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Marcy Krivenin.